Learning Masechtas Yumadaf and Vavim and Beis. Sugya discusses the din of Kibuy Eish Mizbeach, Gemara's two Lashainis, if somebody's Mechabed Eish Machdum Menayra. According to the first Lashon, it's off the Mizbeach. From beyond the Mizbeach, everyone would agree that Yechayiv, that's being Mechabed Eish Mizbeach. But it's really off the Mizbeach. Abaye says that since it came from the Mizbeach, has a din of Eish Mizbeach, and Mimela, even though you're taking it to use it for the machta of the Keteris of Nail of Nymphi and Kibber within the Menorah, but still there's a Chi of Kibui, it's considered the Eishim Mizbeach. And Rava says, no, once you took it off the Mizbeach to use it for something else, came in the Natke Natke. And I ask, what about Rav Nachman Amar Abba Ravu that says, if you take down the Gechelos of Mizbeach and put out Yechayev, is that only like a Bayim? So Mara says, no, because there, here you're being Menatek for another mitzvah. There, it's supposed to go back onto the Mizbeach. And the other Lashon is that once you brought it down from the Mizbeach, everyone agrees you're Potter. The Machlekes is on top of the Mizbeach. Even on top of the Mizbeach, Rava holds you Potter because you intik l'mitzvasa, you took it, you're now going to use it for something else. The Gemara said, what about Rav Nachman or Ravu, it says, America chelzing on Mizbeach v'kaba, doesn't stem like anyone, it's off the Mizbeach, Teretz is, it was like intik l'mitzvasa. That's the Gemara. So first, an interesting Arif in the Minchas Chinuch, which he says he found in the Sefer Mutzel Me'esh, that Rav Nachman said b'shem Rambam Avuah that if you took a chalos off the Mizbech and you put it out, you chayiv. What if you just took it off the Mizbech and you didn't put it out? Smash Meklo, you're not chayiv. So the Kasha is like this. It says in the Gemara in Beit Dafka Beizim and Aleph, someone takes oil from a ner, from a candle that's burning, takes some of the oil. So it's chayiv mishum mechaba. It's a chayiv deraisa of mechaba. Shaila is why. Taisa says because you're making the fire get lower. The Rosh says because you're being memayar the kibui. It's going to go out sooner because you took it off. So the shaila is, when you take a gachalos off the mizbech, the chayiv, you're being memayar the kibui of the mizbech. And mistama also you could say, the fire on the mizbech is less. So why isn't that gufa called a kibbut? Why is it only when you mechame the gachelus is called a kibbut? Why is it removing the gachelus from the mizbech called a kibbut on the eish of the mizbech? As a fact, the Milchus Kinnach, and he said he found the kash in the Sefer Mutzel Me'esh. I saw the Milchus Avram, he's mitzayin in Mikdash David. Mikdash David has a similar kasha. The Gemara says, we're going to speak about this, Gemara soon, the Gemara in Zvachim, that Tzadik Aleph and Mebeis is talking about what happens if someone's menad of wine. He says, I want this wine to be a carbon. What do you do with the wine? Do you use it for Nesachim? Or do you pour it on the fire? Shmuel said you pour it on the fire. The Gemara said, Kasha, you mechaba. We'll get to the Gemara's teretz. Now that was the Kasha. So the Mikdash David said, why isn't this a problem? Anytime you makter Emirim on the Mizbech. Aren't you being mechaber then? It's a Gemara in Be'ah Daf Chav Gimel and in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Daled that says if somebody takes a piece of raw meat and puts it on coals to roast, not only is he chayev mishum bishul, he's also chayev mishum mechaber. Bishul Agumri is chayev mishum mechaber. So you see, you're being mechaber. So any time you put the meat on the mizbech, why isn't that also mechaber? What's the difference? The wine that you're pouring in the mizbech or the meat? So the Mikdash David starts with the teretz like this. That mechaba by Shabbos, as long as you diminish the fire, that's also mechaba. The malach of mechaba doesn't have to be that you extinguish the fire. Diminishing the fire is also mechaba. Like Abi Kibui Eishu the Mizbeach, if the fire is still there, even though it's diminished, but it could get bigger again. So that's not called Kibui Eishu the Mizbeach. That's Baruch what he answers. He's mefabel about it though, maybe by the wine. Also, it's not a full Kibui. But the Michas of Ram says, that with this you say, you can answer the Milchus Chinuch Kasha. It's not enough to diminish the Eish of the Mizbeach. You have to be Mechabe, you have to extinguish the Eish of the Mizbeach. It's a different type of Kibui. Melech HaShamas is even diminishing the Eish, but Lai Sichba is only when you extinguish the Eish. Now, in the Ikal Lav of Kibui Eish, it's an interesting Machlokes Rashi and the Rabban Al Hatayr, although the Rabban Al Hatayr seems to be somewhat of a Das Yachid, like we'll explain. It seems to be Rishayim, not unlike Rashi. On the pasuk of Eish Tam Etuk Al Mizbeach LeSichbet, it's in Parashas Sav, Perek Vav, pasuk Vav. Rashi says, "A Mechabe Eish Al Mizbeach Oyve B'Shnei Lafin." Two times it says in the pasuk, it says ve'esha al mizbeach tukad boylei sichbe ve'yela kainetzim abeke abeke. And then it says esh tamet tukum zeach leisichbe. What's this two leisichbes? So Rashi and I mean the same thing. It's two laven for being mechav ve'esha al mizbeach. But the Ramban in pasuk aleph on the pasuk of ve'esha mizbeach tukad boy, he says he thinks it's two separate laven. Esh tamet tukal mizbeach leisichbe is telling the kahanim, make sure there's always fire on the Mizbech, and it's a lav deraisa, there's an essay to make sure that there's always fire on the Mizbech, kiyum eish, but there's also a lav deraisa that you have to make sure there's always fire on the Mizbech. And if the Kahneman is atzel, and the fire went off, the fire got extinguished on the Mizbech, the Kahneman were over a lav, and that's what it means, eish tam and tukum zech l'sichman. He says, that's the pshat in the Merach HaShni l'kiyum, the Merach of l'kiyum ha'eish, and that's a lot. Eish tamet tukal mizbech. You're telling the kind of, there has to be an everlasting fire in the mizbech. Leisichbe. You are responsible to make sure it never gets extinguished. Meaning there always is fire on the mizbech. But then there's another lot. Eish al mizbech tukal leisichbe is an extra pasuk. And there's a drasha that a mechabe, as in, if you mechabe even one gacheles from the marocha, you're Yechayim. Say if you're Mechabit on the Mizbech, say if you brought it down and you're Mechabit him, then you're Eivor Lav. It's like a, and he says, Kamadumli Shein Eivor Lablavecha, because each Lav means something else. It's not two Lav for the same thing. One is, the two Lav, and one is what we're discussing in our Sugya, the Maisa of going and extinguishing a fire from the Mizbech, and the other is Bechlal, that you have to make sure there's Lav on the Mizbech. If in his Rashal, and this is a minute where it doesn't have an Eish Tamen on the Mizbech, so the Kanim are even a lav. According to Rashi, there's only one lav. There's an assay to make sure there's fire on the Mizbech. For Eish on the Mizbech, Tukabai, Lai Sichbe is an assay that there has to be there. But the lav is only for someone who does a Maisa Kibui. Seems to me that the Rishayim all name are like Rashi, because none of the Maine and Mitzvahs counted as two laven. The Rambam and the Sefer Echinuch, they bring an assay to have fire on the Mizbech. They bring a lav not to be mechaber like our sugya. They don't bring another lav to make sure there's fire in the Mizbech. So it sounds like they all like Rashi, not like they're in Bam. But I'll go upon him. I'm a chalikus yishayinim. I'm shat in Pasuk. Now the Gemara in Zvachim, the Sadek Alpha Mabez that we mentioned, the Gemara says like this. Shmuel said, "Misnadav yayim mevi mezalfa l'gabi ha'ishim." If you menadav wine, what you do is you don't pour it into the svalim, you pour it onto the fire. So the Gemara says, "I am a chaba." So first, teretz of the Gemara is kibui b'miksas loy shemei kibui. If you mechaba only part of the fire, that's not called kibui. So the Gemara says, "I Rav Nachman said b'shem Ravu Amer gechels mizbech kibui chayiv." So the Gemara says the teretz is the leka elahai. Rav Nachman told me that was the only gacheles you took it off the mizbech, you chayiv for being mechabed because that's not kibui b'miksas. And then he says, another Teretz Rishmar says, Yibayi same kibbe the mitzvah shani. When it's a mitzvah, like you're pouring the wine, which you have a mitzvah to bring the wine as a carbon, then you're allowed to do kibbe. But really, kibbe mixus is kibbe. Now the first Teretz sounds like a tremendous chiddush, that any time we discuss this lav of kibbe, which we have in our sugya, it's only when you mechaba all the fire of the mizbech. So the whole sugya will have to only be discussing if this is the last fire on the Mizbech. I guess the Mechlekes Abayin Rav also, the Fidat Teretz, would be if the, this Eish of the Macht and the Menorah is all that's left. There's nothing else on the Mizbech, because Kibbe Mitzvah is Lei Shemei Kibbe. But the second Teretz, them's on Kibbe Mitzvah would be Shemei Kibbe, but here it's different because Mitzvah Shani, and we'll see a third Teretz soon. So the Brisker Rav, on the Kisvei, the Chedushi Agriz Deon Zvachim, he asked Akasha, Lefidat Ramban, that there are two laven. There's one lav of kibui, like we said, to do the maisa kibui, and one lav in case the kahanim make it that there's nothing left on the mizbeach. So that's a lav. So if, like the Gemara there says in the first teretz, that there's no other fire in the mizbeach besides for this one gacheles, so then you should be able to lav as soon as you take it off, because now there's no fire on the mizbeach. You wouldn't have to mechabit then. If there is still fire on the mizbeach, so then, kibbe mixes lo shmei kibbe. If this is the only gacheles, like the Gemara says in the Kimta, so chay you don't have to mechabit to be over the lav. You're ready over a lav, the lav of making sure that there should be fire on the mizbeach. So the Minchas Avram says maybe the answer is because that lav the Ramban says is on the kahanim. So here Yisrael took it off. So he's not going to be Eivim alive unless he's Mechaber. But the Mechaber says that's not so Mistabra. Normally, if there's no more fire in his back, it's the Kanim's fault, because they're in charge. But if Yisrael goes and is Mechaber all the fire in his back and makes it there's no fire left under his back, he's Eivim alive. So the Rav says, Chapi Teretz, that maybe like this, when he took it off the Mizbech, there still was fire on the Mizbech. Then all the fire in the Mizbech got extinguished, so already the Kanim were able to laugh for that, the laugh of making sure there's fire in the Mizbech, and now you extinguish this Kachelah, so you're able the other laugh of being Mechaber Eish of the Mizbech. The second laugh doesn't depend if there is or there isn't fire in the Mizbech, it only depends if he's Mechaber the Eish of the Mizbech, so even though it's off the Mizbech, it's still called the Eish of the Mizbech. But it's not keeping the mixes because by the time he got to be Mechabit, already there was no other fire left on the Mizbech. That's the Brisker Rav Teretz. Now the Gemara continues there, right? We said, the Gemara says, Shmuel said, you pour it on the Mizbech. Question is the Mechabah. One answer is keep the mixes, lo shmei kibli. Aye, what about if Nachman Aram Rambavu? That's because there's no other fire in the Mizbech, it's only Gachelis. And the other is Mitzvah Shani. But then the Gemara brought a brayser that says that you can't pour the wine on the mizbech, it's mechaber. So a brayser says that. So Moshe says like kasha, harab Yehuda Reb Shimon. That is the machlokes if David Shainim Miskaven is mutter asit. Right, Reb Yehuda that says David Shainim Miskaven is asit, not be mechaber for kibli. So Mimela, it's also according to Reb Yehuda, but according to Reb Shimon, David Shainim Miskaven is mutter. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. So Shmuel will go according to Reb Shimon. Right, and Rashi asks the kasha, why isn't it a psik reisha? And Rashi says, because since there's a possibility of using very, very, very small drops that won't be mechaber, so even if you do it in larger drops, it's not called a psik reisha. Very big chiddush in Rashi and Hilchos psik reisha. We know the famous Aruch, that this is one of his many rayas of psik reisha, l'nichalei is mutter, psik reisha l'nichalei, but that's not how it's sugi. Al kapanim, the Gemara ends up being tela, the question, if you could pour the wine on the Mizbeach, on the Ishim, is it a problem of Kibli? In the Machalik is Ibn Shimon, if Davish Shem is Kavan, is Mutter Asir. So Rabbi Chanan Imsachim, and Daf Chavav, it's Eis Kuf Yedzayin in the Kaivet Shirim, he says, Davish Shem is Kavan is only when the Aver is the Maisa. So Davish Shem is Kavan is not the Maisa. Whenever the Aver is the Tetzah, whenever the Aver is the result, then there's no din of Davish Shem is Kavan, because the result is the problem. So he asks his Kasha, if you're going to say the Isser is the Maisa Kibli, so then, you could say it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven. But l'fi the Ramban, that the Isser is, that there has to be Eish on the Mizbeach, Tamid, and if it gets Nichba, it's the Kohanim's responsibility, they're over alive, so how came out this Davar Sheinu Miskaven? L'maisa, there's no Eish. Rabbi Chanan said the Pasha the Teretz, that lav is Pashit, is only when it's all the Eish in the Mizbeach. The Gemara that talks about if Kibbe b'mixes Shmei Kibbe, Eloi Shmei Kibbe, is only in regard to the second lav, the lav of actually being mechaber, which is on the ma'isa kibbe, which there you could say davar sheinu miskaven. But the lav, the other lav, the lav of making sure there's fire on the mizbech, that's pashas going on the entire mizbech b'cholos. So now that lav you're not being over anyway. L'fida maskanas ha'gemara, seemingly kibbe mixes is really shmei kibbe. That's why according to Yehuda, you're not allowed to pour the wine on the mizbech, even though there's other fire on the mizbech. Only according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to, because Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Now, your question is, well, what about the lav of having fire in his back? Yeah, fire in his back. No one's been going for that lav. It's only the lav of the Ma'aseh Kibbe. The Ma'aseh Kibbe is a heter of Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Dazak Rabbi Chana. Now, just one more ara. The lav of being Mechaber to Eish al Mizbech, right, which is put together with the assay of having Eish on the Mizbech. Is this lav of being mechaber the eish on the mizbech, is that together? In other words, is that being mechaber the eish that's mechuyev to be on the mizbech? Now, we're saying, not like the Rambat, we're saying that the lav is not having fire in the mizbech. The lav is the ma'isa kibbe, but still, maybe the lav is to mechaber the fire that is there on the mizbech, l'tzarech that say of the kiyam of eish tamatuk. I don't know. It's not totally in that. Any fire on the mizbech, you'll be over. See, the Taisa Shonim asks a kasha like this. Rabbah, Rav Nachman said, B'shem Rabbah Avuah, if you take off a gechalos the Mizbech and you extinguish it, you chayiv. In fact, the Taisa Shonim, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Peivav says, if a gechalos falls off the Mizbech, you don't put it back. So, in fact, the Taisa Shonim, if you don't put it back, so it's intik. That's the whole Gemara. Fire that came from the Mizbech, if you're not intending to put it back, if it's not supposed to go back, it's intik. That was the discussion. We mentioned it earlier about the kav gecholim that's in spazer. Every day you take four kavim and you pour it into the three kavim and a kav of gecholim on the spazer. And it says you sweep it into the amas amayim. So here, Taisus asked the kashu, we spoke about it earlier, for Rabbeinu Simcha, why isn't there an issur of kibui? So Asa Mishayim, well, there is an issur of kibui. And La'ama doesn't mean the stream of water. It's a place called Amma, Taisus brings down, or it means that you mechabit it after the kibui. We spoke about this earlier. But Rav Yishayim say a teretz, because these kecholim aren't supposed to go back on the Mizbeach. Since they're not supposed to go back on the Mizbeach, so Melon, it's not called the Eishan Mizbeach. So that's the Taiz Hashanim's Kasha. If Gachelas falls off the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to put it back. So how could it be that you're Chayiv? So he says, Achilik, if you took it off, then you have to put it back on. If it falls off on its own, then you leave it off. But if you took it off, you have to put it back on. Taisus and Zvachim, that's Sadak Alpha and Basis, Mamish the same Teretz. Now, Shitim Gwetzah says, if it falls off, that's called Nasa Mitzvasei. You don't put it back on, and of course there wouldn't be an Issa Kibu then. But if you took it off, then you have to put it back on. So you see that if the fire doesn't belong on the Mizbech, there's no Din Kibui. I'll go upon him according to Rav Yishayim. But I don't think it's a right, because that's when the fire is off the Mizbech. The Shaila for the fire is on the Mizbech, but it's not there to be a Mekiyim of the Eish in the Mizbech. I think you're clear about it. I think for Kert, according to Abaye that says Yechayev on the Machta Menorah, particularly even if it's not on the Mizbech, that fire is not a kiyum of the kiyum eishal mizbeach for keret. You're using it for keteris, using it for the menorah. But it sounds like as long as you're using it for something and it has a din of eishal mizbeach because it came from the mizbeach, Abaye holds yichayev. So you see from there, it doesn't have to be fire that is doing the mitzvah of kiyum eishal mizbeach. As long as the fire has a chalei shem eishal mizbeach, yichayev. I saw the Mikdash David, similar to Vezeh Sal, brings Mamash a klar raya to this. Because the Gemara in Zvachim, that Sadek Alva Vesa we talked about, in the middle says like this, Klapei Shenasa Teira Litroim Yachal Yechaba V'yitrim Armit Le Yechaba. And the Gemara says it sounds like this, what if you want to do Chumas Adeshin, and there's no ashes, there's nothing that's not burning with a fire, so maybe you put out the fire, and now you'll have ashes to go do the Chumas Adeshin. So the Gemara, no, there's a lot of deraisa. So that was the Gemara's Raya, that you don't say kibbe the mitzvah shani. That's why the Gemara came up with the other teretz of David Shane Miskavin. So, in fact, the Mikdash David, the Chumas Hadeshen is done with the fire of the karbanis, not the fire of the wood. So he really spoke about this way back in the Afchafim and Aleph. That's actually a machlekes v'shanim, if you could use the ashes of the karbanis. But l'kuli alma, I mean, you could use the ashes of the wood. Do you have to dafka use the ashes of karbanis, or you could use the ashes of the wood? But everyone holds that it works with the ashes of the karbanis. So if you're going to tell me that kibli is only the fire for kima mizbech, the fire for kima mizbech was made with wood. The ash, the karbanis, are not fire for kima ash. It's another thing called akhtara. Vaisleis not. Vaisleis that the din leisachab is any fire that's called ash mizbech would have a din kibli, even if it's not. Even if it has nothing to do with the mitzvah to say of Eish Tamatuk al Mizbech. The Eish Tamatuk al Mizbech is a fire with wood. The fire of the carbon, that's not the Eish of Kiyam Eish. That's the fire of the carbon. So you see that even with the fire that's burning the carbon, there's also a lavle sechaba, not just the fire that's burning wood. You see, it's not totally in the din of Kiyam Eish. That's the Mikdash David's Raya.